This is a short message of five things you need to know about Google if you work for Google or if you're planning on working for Google. You will want to assess this information as part of your professional career guidance decisions, that's for sure. My name's Mike Adams, and I know that all of you who are at Google, you appreciate high IQ people. Well, I have IQ of 150 plus. I'm a polymath. I'm a patent holder. I founded and own a mass spec laboratory. We do mass spec analysis, triple quad mass spec, glyphosate analysis. We do heavy metals analysis via ICP-MS. I'm a number one best-selling science book author, a book called Food Forensics. It just goes on and on. So in a room of people like you, if you're listening to this and you're a high IQ person, you're usually the smartest person in the room, right? And on top of that, I've built a publishing enterprise that has reached over 100 million people around the world with messages of nutrition and disease prevention, self-reliance, home gardening, home food production. And I'm now an AI developer. I do not use Google tools at all because of the privacy violations, which I'll get to. But I'm an AI developer, and I've developed our own homegrown AI that is the world's best AI. It beats Gemini on all kinds of reality-based questions, not on the math benchmarks, but on reality. And you can see those AI tools at brighteon.ai. We're also about to release an AI book generator, and we've open sourced our models, and we are giving away every book that we generate free of charge to the entire world in every language. So I believe in open source. I believe in knowledge that empowers humanity. I have been voice print permanently banned by YouTube since 2015. I cannot post anything on YouTube because Google has been in league with the drug companies. The drug companies that push psychiatric drugs on children, the drug companies that benefit from the mass medication of elderly people and youth, the drug companies that never solve health problems, but they just want to keep generating profits off of people's pain and suffering, and then ultimately, you know, cancer treatments and things like that, which, again, do not cure cancer. I know how to cure cancer. My AI engine can tell you how to cure cancer in one prompt. And, by the way, we're also doing a data curation pipeline on every science paper that's ever been published in the world in every language that we are working into our next model to be released in 2026. But when you go through the world, as I have, being completely blacklisted by Google and seeing what Google does in terms of nefarious activities to try to censor you, then you know that Google is an evil company. And you know that in the long run, it's not somebody that you want to be tied to. Now, I've interviewed Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower, many times. And he has told me some astonishing things about Google. Now, I know Google can seem like a cool, hip, even a young company, but it's not. It's actually a company that is dishonest, that has gone out of its way to harm people. And I describe Google search not as a search engine, but as an anti-knowledge engine. So around 2017, Google did a Medic update, and they obliterated all information that would help people prevent chronic degenerative disease. They just wiped out all sites, including my site, naturalnews.com, which has remained one of the top natural health websites in the world, teaching herbs and nutrition and fitness and how to prevent disease, how to consume neuroprotective substances, you know, etc. How to enhance your life, your brain, your cognition, your longevity, the quality of your life, all of it, through food choice, nutrition, and superfoods. Well, Google wiped all of that out because, in my view, they were getting so much money from pharmaceutical companies for advertising. And so I think they were read the Riot Act from Big Pharma, who said, look, if you don't wipe out all the competing narratives, then we won't advertise with you. And Google, as always, was more interested in the billions of dollars of advertising revenue rather than actually functioning as a search engine that would connect human beings with valuable information that could profoundly improve the quality of their lives. So that was the point where Google turned evil, in my view. It's very clear. And since then, they have engaged in all kinds of nefarious activities. For example, YouTube censored anyone who dared to question the vaccine narratives of COVID, which were pushed in the most absurd anti-science methods imaginable. For example, did you know that there are still no long-term randomized double-blind placebo-controlled studies that show any of the mRNA vaccines to be safe or effective? And the actual science shows that they do not prevent transmission and they do not prevent infections. So they do not work, but Google pushed them and silenced anyone on YouTube as well, anyone who was trying to help people to weigh the risks versus possible benefits of these medical interventions. So Google was pushing something, an intervention that was dangerous, that was never approved. It was only actually released via emergency use authorization or EUA by the FDA. Google went along with that. In addition, Google received a list of who to censor from the federal government. And this list consisted of the so-called Dirty Dozen. These were doctors. These were osteopaths. These were researchers, mostly friends of mine. And the only reason I wasn't on the list was because I had already been banned before these people were banned. But the Dirty Dozen list was ostracized and targeted. And we now know that globalists like George Soros were actually funding the nonprofits that laundered the censorship lists through big tech organizations like Google and YouTube and Meta and Facebook and so on, in order to completely blacklist these people, all of whom have since been proven correct in their assertions. So Google blockaded knowledge. Google harmed people, even though Google claimed that it was enforcing a policy of preventing harm or preventing misinformation in order to block those people. But even if you agree with Google's decision to do that at the time, maybe you love vaccines. Well, check this out. Google will go along with any administration, and Google will follow whatever they demand. Right now, there are back doors in Google for the NSA to unconstitutionally spy on anybody, Americans or otherwise. Because Google knows where you go because of your phone, they know where you drive, they know your search engine queries, they know your AI queries, they know which AI projects you're working on, and they can ascertain a lot more information based on metadata. And so they are spying on you, and they turn over that information without a warrant in violation of your Fourth Amendment rights to the United States government, whatever government happens to be in charge at the time. For example, you might really hate Trump, and I'm not too thrilled with Trump right now either, but will Google listen to Trump's demands if Trump says, hey, I need to spy on these 50 people that are dissenting against our views? You bet Google will. Google will comply immediately because they always do. They always have. One day, that target might be you. That target has been many of my top friends and colleagues. And they have suffered, they have been ostracized, they have lost enormous amounts of money and reputation, they've lost personal relationships, and in some cases, marriages, because of what Google has done. Google destroys lives, just as Google destroys knowledge. And there's something even worse that Google is doing, and if you work for Google, you are contributing to this. Understand that China is almost certainly going to win the AI race. Now, I know if you're at Google, you don't hear that view. You hear that Google's the best at everything. But on a larger scale, you got to understand that the country that's going to win the AI race is the country that has the largest aggregate power production, combined with microchip fabrication capabilities, which China is rapidly advancing. Now, China currently produces over twice the aggregate power output of the United States, producing over 10,000 terawatt hours annually. The USA is under 5,000 terawatt hours, and building nuclear power plants will barely touch that. It'll only increase it by maybe 100 terawatt hours per year, even if you build multiple nuclear power plants. I mean, do the math, right? This is easy to understand this. So Google's going to run up against all kinds of problems with power and with scaling, because Google cannot produce the microchips that it needs itself. Now, I know Google has its own TPUs, but those are not as modern as what NVIDIA is churning out. And NVIDIA, relying on UV lithography systems that are, there are attempts to scale them up in America right now, but those attempts are running into what? Power scarcity. And that's because of what Google did. So for the last 15 years, Google pushed the climate change hoax. It is a hoax because it supposes that carbon dioxide is bad for plants and bad for the earth. Now, it doesn't take a genius, and you can ask any reasoning model, is carbon dioxide bad for plants? And it will tell you, well, no, of course not. Carbon dioxide is necessary for photosynthesis. And without carbon dioxide, we would not have any food crops. We would not have any ecosystems, frankly, on the planet. It would be a total death planet at that point. Well, Google contributed to that. Google pushed climate change narratives and censored or shadow banned people who were questioning the climate hoax. People like myself who were talking about the importance of CO2 for food production and to help third world or developing nations be able to produce enough food to feed their citizens, given that they're on marginal food production right now, just on the edge of poverty. They need CO2 in the atmosphere in order to survive. CO2 not only improves crop production, and you probably don't know this, but CO2 also improves the nutrient density of foods. See, Google will never tell you that. Google will hide that information, but you can confirm it. Ask any reasoning model. Does higher CO2 concentrations in atmospheric air composition, does it improve the phytonutrition of food crops? Ask it. I dare you. And you'll find out the answer in most cases is yes. There are a few exceptions, but overall the answer is yes. But by censoring that information, Google contributed to the shutdown of energy infrastructure production in the United States. And that allowed China to gain a massive advantage in aggregate power production over the United States, to the point where China now leads, like I said earlier, more than double the power generation of the United States, and the U.S. is at least 15 years behind the curve. There is no magical way for the U.S. to catch up to China's power production, which means that as power is one of the most important, you know, bottleneck inputs into machine intelligence, the U.S. is going to be running up against the repercussions of the climate hoax nonsense that Google pushed. So the very reason why your own company, Google, will ultimately lose the AI race is because of Google. Because Google censored the truth about carbon dioxide and allowed China to win the race for energy, which allowed China to win the race for superintelligence. And it doesn't matter how clever you are. You might have a higher IQ than I do. But it doesn't matter, even if your interfaces are incredibly beautiful and slick, and even if you have loads of fun working at Google because they have a smoothie counter or whatever, it doesn't matter because Google can't create, you know, terawatt hours out of nothing. It doesn't work that way. And if you can't create energy, you can't win the AI race. So Google will not win. Now, there are 100 other reasons that Google is perceived of as evil by a lot of people. My company is also suing Google. That lawsuit has been in the federal court system for a year and a half. And Google is fighting it, refusing to talk, refusing to have a resolution. Because Google has no accountability for its actions, whether it's involved in rigging elections, which it routinely does, by selectively displaying get out and vote messages to only certain people that it wants to win, by the way, you know, certain people that support the candidates that it wants. So Google commits felony crimes every election season. Google has misleading marketing material, commits marketing fraud on a routine basis, promising that you can develop all your ideas using Google's tools. But that's not true at all. If you try to develop ideas that counter any mainstream narratives, for example, on vaccines or pharmaceuticals or climate or whatever, you're not allowed to do that at all. So that's marketing fraud. Google is violating your constitutional rights with illegal surveillance and surreptitiously handing over data to the NSA to be weaponized and used against the American people, people who are completely innocent, who have done nothing wrong, but yet Google conspires with deep state officials, intelligence community officials, to violate the constitutional rights or the civil rights of the American people. So if that's the kind of company that you love to work with, then have at it. Google is the place to be. But if you have ethics, if you have values, then you might want to think twice about that. Because I know lots of successful people who have left Google or who never went to Google and who went on to become extraordinary entrepreneurs, to develop extraordinary products that are changing the world in a positive way without compromising human values. And I'm one of those people as well. I never compromised. I never gave in to censorship. I never agreed to self-censor or to silence myself. I always put humanity first. And that's why Google despises my words, because Google puts humanity last. Google puts profits first. And I hope you realize that ultimately, when the AI robots are sophisticated enough, I hope you know that the very large plan is to have a world with far fewer human beings. And Google technology is used right now to commit genocide in the Middle East, in Gaza. So is Microsoft technology. And if they're willing to use their technology to help assist in target acquisition of women and children and doctors and food aid workers, to have them murdered by the IDF, do you think that Google will hesitate to give the go to exterminate you? The answer is no. They will use you. They will use your cognition until they don't need you anymore. And then they will throw you out like yesterday's trash. And then one day their robots might come for you to exterminate you because they don't need you any longer. That's the kind of, those are the values that Google has that have been clearly demonstrated again and again. So my advice is do something better with your life. If you're smart, if you're capable, if Google wants to hire you, clearly you're capable of something. It probably means you're capable of doing much more than what Google could ever offer you. And besides, do you really want to contribute to building an evil empire that has already destroyed millions of human beings and will probably continue to destroy until they help exterminate billions of human beings? Do you really want to be part of the Skynet Holocaust system, which is what Google is becoming? If you want to build Skynet, Google is the place to be. If you want to help humanity, do something different. All right, thank you for listening. These are all my opinion statements, of course, but it's based on my experience and my intelligence. And everything that I say here can be verified other than just my straight up opinion statements. But again, those are my conclusions based on experience. So thank you for listening, and I wish you the best. Take care.